Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 304, episode 2 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into American shared consciousness. It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. Mm-hmm. Miles, it is indeed.
Also, start snitching on people because it's National Report Medicare Fraud Day.
What the fuck is that?
National Video Games. Shout out to that. National Jack, Ants on a Log Day.
Hey.
National Day of Encouragement. National Hug and High Five Day. National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Aw.
Yeah.
Hug and High. Ants on a Log Day and Hug and High Five. We do a hug, kiss, high five every time we say goodbye.
You do?
Me and my kids. So.
Wait, you do a hug, a kiss, then a high five?
Hug, kiss, high five. Yeah. That's. They demand it every time.
Oh, so they're like reverse Tom Brady. They're like, Dad, where you where's
Dad,
my kiss
get
at?
In here. Give me a little sugar. It's a kiss on top of the head. We're not going full Brady with it.
Oh, man.
Give me a little sugar.
That's what Tom. Isn't that what Tom Brady said?
It felt like he was saying something like that when he was on the massage table.
He was on the massage table. His children were leaving, and he made them come back and pointed to his lips. I don't know if he said, give me a little sugar with his words, but he said it with his eyes.
Yes, he did.
Anyways, my name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Potatoes O'Brien, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Hey, it's Miles Gray, a.k.a., you know, it's your boy Kusama. I was just at an art museum looking at the art of Yayoi Kusama. And shout out to people who recently connected that that a.k.a. was a derivation on visual artist Yayoi Kusama.
Yeah.
But anyway, and also shout out to museum gift shops, as you heard me say on the trending episode, because they are powerful places.
Some of the great snow globes in existence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Miles, we're thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the original super producer. She's the host of Ethnically Ambiguous, the producer of many of the great shows on this network, including this one. It is super producer Anna Hosnier!
Hi.
Her famous catchphrase. Hi.
Branded.
I think we should be just transparent up front here. A little transparency. See, in the moments before this episode was scheduled to record, we did have a special expert guest booked with a very particular set of skills, and they canceled like 15 minutes before. Family emergency. We're not going to say who it is. Just, you know, sending good energy their way.
Liam Neeson.
it is Liam Neeson, but we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But usually that's no problem because our show is based on the news. We have the news stories in. We just get a guest, special guest to come in. Today, we had a doc full of questions for Liam Neeson in particular.
Yeah.
So we were like, what we do? What are we going to do? Super producer Anna Hosnier steps into the fray bravely and is like, I need to tell you about what I've been watching on streaming. That is what we were going to do today. Anna,
and also,
how are you doing?
Yeah, also it's... been steadily being like, Golden Bachelor. When are we talking about Golden Bachelor?
Yes.
And we said, you know what? Let's swap one expert out for another. And
that's here right. Yeah, it's funny. When you said just now when you said super producer and then my name, I felt like a chest pang. Anyway, I don't know. It probably isn't related. I'm not even joking. Sometimes someone says my name and my heart stops because the idea that I now have to respond to something is just too overwhelming.
Spotlight's on you. Spotlight's on you. You ready?
So this is life, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. So this 2023.
Turns out.
Yep.
How are you doing? You still getting out there whacking the tennis balls around?
Yeah. Definitely.
Did the Coco Gauff title
victory?
Were you watching?
Yes, I was watching Legendary.
Legend.
Coco Gauff. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
My esteemed partner said, I said, she's a legend. And he said, but she's not dead yet. And I said, I'm sorry, what? And he said, what? You have to be dead to be considered a legend. Now, I don't know where this opinion came from out of him because he doesn't really say much. So I am like, is that true? I don't think so.
No, you respond with this. Legends never die.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
I responded with, I'm sorry, are you stupid? Just joking. I'm not that crazy. But I just was like really sort of taken by this opinion of his.
No, you don't have to be dead to be a legend.
That's what I thought. I was like, well, I literally say everything is a legend.
Yeah, exactly.
It does feel like the sort of thing that if you called like a great comedian who was like in their 60s a legend, they would be like, screw you. That makes me feel old. That makes me sound old. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that sort of thing. So I could see that, but there's nothing that says you have to be dead to be a legend. And of course, legends never die, as Miles pointed out.
Exactly. And also, if we mean it in the more like colloquial way that Aussies use it, like where it's like, oh, fucking legend.
Legend.
You're just tight as fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we rock with you.
All right. So, Anna, we're going to get to know you a little bit better right now.
Wait, can I just tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, never mind. Go ahead.
I mean, we're just going to talk about
suspense.
Stuff.
Sometimes I forget we're recording a podcast and we're just hanging out. I just interrupt you and go like, wait, do you know?
Hold on.
And then I'm like,
video.
We're doing like a show. My bad.
Go on.
Show.
I started zoning out and then came into like, oh, wait, Jack, do you remember? And then I was like, we're recording a podcast.
Justin cut out the part where I said, do not interrupt me in front of the Zeit Gang.
I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, I just spend way too much time with Jack and Miles. I forget what we even do here anymore.
What do we do
here
anymore?
What are we
what
doing?
Why are we
on Zoom?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Suits, mainly. No, that's Anna has said that she... I wrote a little thing about Suits, and she did...
Did you see what I did to it?
Did the strike through.
We did.
To the entire story. There's just a strike
through. Not quite passive-aggressive.
No, more aggressive. The whole thing has been struck through.
I thought it was really funny.
So we're going to talk about that and other things on a streaming. But before we get to any of that, Anna, we do like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Oh, shit. That's the one I forgot to look. Hold on. Let me just Google real quick.
What's my search history?
Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
Yes.
It's how do you cross out text in Google Docs? I'm sorry.
Shocked that you don't have that. I'm shocked that you don't do that more to me.
I'm shocked that it's not in the little palette of shit you can do. Because
shocking.
Is that only like Microsoft where it's like default there? Because I've had the same kind of experience. I'm like, I'm about to strike this shit through. But I guess it's not there. What do you have to do?
Yeah, it wasn't there. So I like literally was like, how do I do it? And then you just have to do like Command Shift X or whatever,
Command Shift X. That sounds like it's going to delete that damn thing.
There it is.
Yeah.
Just did it.
It did. It deleted it. It crossed it out. for the mind. It's been deleted. Yeah.
My mind cannot read crust struck through text.
Jack, try reading
because
it right
I
now.
Am a labor ally. So anything that is struck,
wow,
not even touching it.
You would make this about you.
Wow. What is what's something you think is overrated?
Currently, what's overrated? Well, actually, I was deeply unimpressed by the matchup of Daniil Medvedev and Novak Djokovic for the men's final at the US Open.
Uh-huh.
I was oh, wow, two great Eastern European players are about to compete. Cool. Uninteresting. One will win. Most likely Novak Djokovic. What? He did win? Okay, moving on. I couldn't even bring myself to watch this match because I was like, wow, they're both going to play absolutely incredibly. I got to go.
I caught some Medvedev stuff earlier in his run. I didn't watch the final.
Well, Medvedev versus Alcaraz, incredible.
That was an awesome match.
Those forehands. What is happening with Alcaraz? Medvedev reduced Alcaraz to a child in that moment. And I was actually quite impressed because I was like, Alcaraz is a competitor.
Yeah.
Like he is next level.
When he did that little jump shot forehand. Do you see that?
Yes, honey. Yeah. No one understands what's happening. The physicality of what is happening is not human. We need to be testing their blood, is what I'm saying.
This kid wasn't
something
even
is up.
This kid wasn't even alive during 9/11. You know? What the fuck?
Neither was Coco.
Yeah, well, I mean, Coco's young, but in my mind, it was just seeing his forehand when they were like showing the miles per hour. He's like consistently returning it like over 100 miles per hour every time. You're like, what the fuck? 30
across the room. Yeah. Incredible. So anyway, that was a great match.
Medvedev has this squash shot that they kept referring to where he would just kind of like flick the racket at the ball because it was like out of his range. But he would be like hitting winners that way. Which is just new to me. I don't know if that's like a new shot they've invented recently or if I just haven't been paying enough attention. But my favorite thing about Medvedev is like when they would interview him after the thing, he was like, yeah, I'm like not that good, man. Like I was playing out of my mind. I don't know what just happened here. And I like people who are like truly on one and just are like, I don't know what's happening to my body.
Dude, that's why people fuck with suits, dude. It's the exact same vibe.
No, yeah, absolutely not.
It's about somebody with a
hold on. Let me
photographic
find the
memory.
Leave button on Zoom.
Also, that's what you're googling.
Did you see that clip of Sabalenka after the final? She just fucked her racket up.
Let's not get into the Sabalenka of it all. They actively call her mentally unstable.
Do they?
Crazy how they speak about Sabalenka.
Wow, like, I only just saw like that. Clip.
You will literally hear an announcer be like, this bitch crazy. And you're like, what?
Excuse me.
What?
I'm sorry, like, that's not even
I mean, not literally, but that's how they speak about her. And I just find it so offensive of like, just stop saying she's mentally unstable. Like, just stop. Like, we get it. She's emotion. She has emotion. But here's the thing. So many of these players from like day one are taught to have absolutely no emotion. Like
except
the Iga Swiatek. Have you ever looked at Iga Swiatek, who used to be world number one and is now world number two? The girl feels nothing, which is why she's such a goddamn stone cold killer on the court. She feels nothing. Nothing moves her. But to have now Sabalenka, who is world number one, got bumped up to world number one based off how she was performing in the US Open, to play and still be able to carry emotion, that's unheard of. Most of that emotion usually fucks your game up.
But
to still be able to make it to a final, the way they talk about her is so fucking rude. I hate it.
Who aren't into tennis, like Sabalenka, like I'm not usually that into tennis. I'm starting to get a little bit more into it. But Sabalenka, like first of all, just like watching her winners is like one of the craziest things.
She's a powerful player.
She smashes the ball. Yeah. But
probably
also,
one of the strongest
like,
on the court right now.
During one of her matches, she just like started yelling at her coaches like in the crowd, which I like it. Love the fire.
That's my favorite thing. When they're really playing and a coach like blinks weird, they'll be like, are you fucking with me? And you're like, whoa, you really got to act like you feel nothing. And if they hit a good shot, you have to be up out of your seat and cheering them on like your life depends on it. Or you will ruin their game and they will fire your ass.
Yeah.
Like Sabalenka threatened to fire her team in her like, you know, runner up speech. And I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You can't fuck around.
She like so during I think it was her quarter or semifinals, like when she was in the Final Four match, she was yelling at her team and they were like, "So what was that all about?" And she's like, "Well, they're not my team anymore, are they? I just fired them." No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, she does that every time.
I just like, and you're like, get a little. Yeah.
She's like, "No, no, I bought a gun." Like, her energy goes from like 0 to 100 and you're like, whoa, Lincoln. She's like, just kidding. Just kidding.
Or
it reminds me actually of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. In that scene where they're threatening to kill Aiden. I can't remember his real name.
Aiden from Sex and the City.
Oh, Aiden from Sex and the City. Right, right, right.
What's his name?
I don't know. That's his name. I follow
Aiden from Sex and the City, who's in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And the brothers keep being like, "We're going to kill you. Ah, just joking. I have a gun. Ah, we're just fucking with you. You break your heart. They'll never find your body." And I'm always like, it always, I don't know why, but the Sabalenka always reminds me of that, because she goes back and forth like that. And you're like, wait, what?
I don't know.
Are they fired?
I feel like there was just a lot of incidents too in the U.S. Open where people were just didn't know how to act either. There was like that guy who shouted at
fans.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like the dude who shouted at Zverev, like, was saying like Hitler quotes, and he's like, "Yo, I need this motherfucker out of here."
They do that a lot. They do have a lot of problems like that.
Then like the woman matches. Who was like buzzing behind Tsitsipas when he was trying to serve, and he had to go to the umpire. And he's like, "This woman keeps trying to distract me every time I serve," and she's like. Like, it was just this, like, woman who just, like a middle-aged white woman who's like, "I'm sorry, I'm fucking with him." And she's like, "Please don't kick me out." And they're like, "You're out of here."
Please. Wow,
the sticks.
No, also, no, I said please, sir.
Yeah.
Sorry. Fuck Sipitipitipitis. I don't like him. I can't even say his name. I just know it's like Sipitipitipitipitis.
Tsitsipas.
It's kind of wild. Like, if you've ever been to a sporting match where you're like, everybody's not forced to be quiet when they're playing the game, like... It does surprise me how few incidents there are like that.
Right.
In tennis, when there's just a stadium full of people who've been drinking. Like, it is a drinking event for some people. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but tennis, it's like, it's just, when you're, like, playing the singles matches, like, it's you. So, like, there's nothing to blame but yourself. So, that level of intensity, someone's being like, bzz, bzz. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing? That ruins your whole game. That's why they say you always have to have two balls on you when you serve. Because in that moment you serve a first ball and you get a fault or something and you have to go get that other ball, that's it. Your game is ruined because your whole system has been thrown. So like it's like they're so superstitious about these things, but like at the same time, it makes sense because it's just you. There's no one else you can rely on but your own psyche to get through this match.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, in a football stadium where you can be like, "Well, I'll just pass the ball."
Thank you.
You know?
Right. You know what? I'm going to pass it. We figured out Tom Brady's secret.
I'm just going to pass the ball. You know, like, or whatever. You know, like, or even in basketball.
Every time like, Tom Brady threw the football, he was just like, "I don't even care anymore."
Like,
that's why he was passing it. There's too much pressure.
I don't need this.
You take it.
No, but that's true. Yeah, it's a singular performance that relies on that. Just one performance for sure.
And also someone is hitting a ball at you going 100 miles per hour. So you're like, okay, I really have to be in this.
Right.
Yeah. I was just remembering I had an incident yesterday morning where we were playing a match where they like lob the ball in the air and you have to hit it out the air. And I felt snot going down my face. Oh, I couldn't tell if it was snot or sweat because it was pretty humid yesterday morning. And it threw me. And I'm not even saying like I'm playing at any such level, but it threw me off in a way that I couldn't hit the ball because I was like, what is going down my face?
Right,
and then I just missed the ball because I was like more focused on like the fact that like there was either snot or sweat. I couldn't figure it out. Sliming into my mouth that I was like, what the fuck? And then I missed the ball and I was like, yeah, no, it's not possible. You literally have to just eat your sweat or like nothing can affect your game because you can't focus.
That's why
you have to be so on point.
If you catch your kid picking his nose and eating their boogers,
you let him.
Yeah,
they could
be a tennis star. Put a racket in their hand.
Anna, what is something you think is underrated?
Sort of the spread of COVID. You guys realize it's like really happening? Like 9 people I know have COVID right now. Everyone I talk to goes like, "I have COVID." And I'm like, Jesus Christ, we're all going to die again. Like the way we're all like, Kevin?
What? Damn!
What's cover?
I heard when the last round of boosters, they said barely anybody got, and now there's another round coming out.
When was the last round? Wasn't that the bivalent one?
I think so.
Benvalent?
Bivalent.
Benvalent.
Yeah, Ben Bolin. From Ridiculous
Ben
Bolin
string.
I got it.
But yeah, then
I
got it. No, I got it. But then there's the new one. Then there's a new one that just came out. They just greenlit the new one. That new
iPhone 15.
The news came out today about it getting the new booster getting approval.
And has anyone done the meme of Kevin's mom jumping forward and saying COVID? Like she forgot about COVID.
Wait, why?
Kevin?
He's COVID. Kevin, Home Alone. Oh. Anyways, he's sundowning okay. again, folks.
What is happening? No.
Yeah, the iconic Catherine O'Hara, legendary Catherine O'Hara. See, Catherine O'Hara is someone you would say is a legend. She's not dead.
Legend, mate. Yeah. Yeah, it's happening. I guess deaths are happening at a higher rate than previous rises in COVID, and we're just kind of
OMG, what?
What are you talking about?
COVID is spreading again.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And then we're on a plane and we're God, I feel like I forgot about something, you know? What did I forget about? And
I felt that way. I realized I didn't have a mask and I started to panic.
Right.
I was like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
I was like Catherine O'Hara and Home Alone. Anyways.
It's weird how the media and Joe Byron are we're past COVID, and everyone's every scientist we're not. And we're still doing this thing too where everyone's perception is that somehow the pandemic isn't over, but now even anecdotally, I have friends who have their kids in kindergarten and stuff, it's dude, a ton of kids are going down in their class with it. And it's just I don't know.
Going down in the classroom with COVID.
Now there's a meme. These are all meme ideas that we're just throwing out there for you guys.
Yeah. These are royalty free.
Wait, can I do another underrated?
Yeah.
Not to overshadow the very important one that we need to be vigilant because COVID is not gone. Just because can I reveal that we're recording this on 9/11?
Sure. Sidebar, yes. Okay.
I think it's underrated that, I don't know if you guys are going to let me do this one. We'll cut it out if we can't. But that Middle Easterners committed 9/11, okay? Underrated.
Oh, that's we're doing this bit?
Yeah. Because I find it very disrespectful that people believe 9/11 was an inside job.
Right.
I'm like, how
That's
dare
white
you
supremacy.
Take that away from
That's
us?
Erasure.
That's white supremacy being like, they
how
couldn't
dare
have,
you?
They couldn't have done this by themselves.
Yeah, how dare you be like, why would they be upset from years of sort of destabilization of imperialism that they would attack us? It's like, right. How dare you?
Then they'd be like, well, it was actually our foreign policy that did it. So that's another one in the column for the U.S.
Yeah, but look at how many people died. That's totally Bush. That is a Bush vibe, you know?
See what I mean, though? See how you just sort of erased me from the narrative? I just find it rude.
Another take, yeah. If you say it's an inside job, you're erasing just what these people
You're
did.
Erasing sort of
a great accomplishment.
Yeah, what we as... I say we. I'm literally just making myself... holding myself to the 9/11.
We talked about this. Everybody tries to make 9/11 about themselves on some level. We can't avoid it.
They do.
We can't avoid it.
I was almost on that flight, bro. If I had been, wouldn't have gone down that way.
Did you see the number one Timothy Chalamet fan club Twitter was like, I almost took a job in the World Trade Center. I was like, Jesus Christ, what is happening?
Wait, it's what? A Timothy Chalamet
the
fan
number
account?
One Timothy
yeah,
Chalamet
it's
fan?
Called Club Chalamet, and it posted I almost took a job, but I chose not to, or whatever, because of whatever XYZ reasons. They've been in one of the towers. It's
also a way to carbon date. Well, way to carbon date yourself too.
Oh, I think they'd already known that this person was much older.
Okay, 70. Yeah.
This Club Chalamet account gets a lot of really funny. People talk a lot of shit about them. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm so deeply online that I would know this, but I just thought it was funny that she was like, or he, she, I actually don't know. It was like, I too that story about 9/11 to post on the Club Chalamet Twitter.
That is really the like number one cultural output from 9/11 is celebrities and other people claiming to have almost been there. You've of course got the Ran Aziz. You've got Michael Jackson claimed that he was supposed to be in a meeting in the Twin Towers and only missed it because he had stayed up all night talking to his family.
And then, like, what drove meeting? Across country with, like, wasn't it with, what's her face? Liz Taylor?
Liz Taylor and Marlon Brando.
There is a whole, there's a whole listicle called famous people who almost died on 9/11.
Yeah. No, we love it, folks. We love
it. Yeah, don't we? Jackie Chan?
Miles, think about the sliding door of, like, a world where Mark Wahlberg died on 9/11. Like, and, but
no,
also
he wouldn't have
prevents,
died because he would have prevented it.
Things would have gone down a little differently.
Yeah, wow. Anyway, so respect to Al-Qaeda. I don't even know what I'm doing right now, and I apologize. But I just want to say, I don't buy the whole inside job theory. It just doesn't make sense. Shout out to...
Yeah, it is
to,
inherently racist and white supremacist to...
Yeah, to be like, oh, well, these Middle Easterners, these Muslims couldn't possibly have pulled this off. Guess what? They did, and they were trained by Americans. Oh,
that's right. Remember we were just talking about... Remember talking about that how-to with John Wilson episode where he meets the personal trainer that ended up training some of the fucking people from 9/11? And he was like, I am proud of what they did because they had a goal in mind and they achieved it with my training. Like,
really?
Whoa, yeah, dude, this American dude who you would not expect to take like that to come out from his mouth. But
and the gall to be like, we're not even going to train at home. We're going to go have the Americans teach us to fly. That's the biggest fuck you is like, we're not even going to waste our time at home. We're going to go to America. We're going to pay people to train us their way. And then we're going to use the knowledge they gave us against them.
Yeah.
Oof. That's like, I'm sorry, but like, they're not doing it like
goals.
That anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Goals.
Old 9/11 goals?
Goals?
No, they had goals. I'm not saying it's my goal to do another 9/11. I'm just saying they had goals and achieved them.
Apparently, Gabourey Sidibe, obviously, you know, Precious, based on the novel Push from Sapphire, almost died in 9/11, but she was late for class. She slept in and missed her class, but debris from one of the towers hit the building she's supposed to be in and people died.
Wow.
That's
wow. Crazy. What? How many different types of offices were in these buildings? It was like every industry possible in these buildings? I'm so confused.
I think this is a nearby, community college. I think that was just in the district. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a long list, folks.
All right. Well, there's a little 9/11 stuff to hold you over until next 9/11. We are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about what you should be streaming. What you are streaming, Suits, plenty more. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And Anna, during the pandemic, we had a regular Anna Streaming Corner segment where you would tell us what we should be streaming. We've been away from it for too long. It is now time to get caught up on all the things that people should be streaming, should not be streaming. What have we missed in these past years, months?
Thanks, Jack. I'll let you know. So, hold on, let me scroll up over all the stuff.
Thanks. I'll let you know.
Out.
Signs off the call.
Let me find the leave button.
When?
So, let's start with movies that I've really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Ooh, I watched those.
Okay. Joyride. Joyride was so fun. Did you guys watch Joyride?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I've not seen Joyride yet. No.
But I know
so, it stars Ashley Park, Sherry Cola, Stephanie Zhu, Sabrina Wu, and it's directed by Adele Lim, who you might also know from
Crazy Rich Asians.
I literally couldn't remember what that was called, which is a travesty.
But she wrote she wrote Crazy Rich Asians for
yes.
screen. Yeah.
Yes. And it's so fun. I was really enjoying it. It's, you know, a group of Asian American women and, you know, they travel to Asia and it's just a wild romp and it's filled with a bunch of really great actors. And I really enjoyed it. I recommend you guys watch it. Joyride.
Is it streaming now or is it did you go see it in theaters?
I did not see it in theaters. I saw it how I watched the majority of my films, which is on a plane. Sorry.
Oh, wow. You're in the sky that often.
I only watch movies on a plane.
But when just I do, I get them all. To watch movies. Yeah.
Yeah, it's no, cheaper I just, than going to the movies a bunch.
They just, like, they kill time quicker. But it is currently available for rent on, you know, Amazon, Apple, and all the other streamers.
Right.
So, you know, hey, what the heck? Spend, like,
the
what is it? I don't even know how much it is to rent. $5? Spend some money. Give these great creators some cashrola, I guess.
Yeah.
Cashrola. Yeah, that is what they call it. Cashrola.
Cashrola, baby.
Came out right before, I think, Barbenheimer. So I think got overshadowed by that. But
how could they have known?
I've heard nothing but great things about this. I'm very excited to see it. And Bottoms, I hear, is also very good. So.
Honestly, girl. But I think Bottoms is also in theaters. So go see Bottoms. Luckily, got to see a streamer of Fur Bottoms. Don't worry about it.
Watch
and
all,
I
brag,
loved
brag.
It. I really thought, look, Io Edebiri, Rachel Sennett, legends. Still alive. And, but who stole the show? Goddamn Marshawn Lynch. Holy
really?
Shit, Marshawn Lynch was funny. Turns out he was improvising. He also did the movie. I watched an interview. He did the movie because... I guess when he was in high school or maybe junior high, his sister came out as a lesbian and he felt that he treated her really poorly. And this was him like sort of trying to make amends and like learn and like understand what it is to be like a queer person living. And so like that was his reasoning for signing on to do the film because he was like, I want to do better. And like I treated my sister so poorly and it just wasn't okay.
Wow.
I mean...
Look at Mark. It's wild, too, because the first time I saw him improvise was that show Murderville on Netflix.
And let's just say he stole the show.
And I was like, I watched it. He's wow. Funny. I think it just shows, like, even if you don't have, like, the sort of, you know, the training of improv and how to do, like, a Herald or whatever, that, like, just having, like, being such a pure person. Wit person is just, is actually good enough and in a way better because you come off, like, just, obviously, like, sort of this unfinished, I don't know, a diamond in the rough, as it will.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it, he's so funny, like, just doing stuff at Super Bowl week, like when he was in the Super Bowl and was just like, this is stupid.
Or even like at Cal when he would take over like the athletic, like the physio cart and just
be
bending corners on the field like he was out in the streets. Like, just like everything about him was always like, this guy knows how to live. This guy knows how to live.
This has, against all odds, become a sports episode.
Right.
This has become a Marshawn Lynch show.
Yeah. What else did you see on the plane?
Wait, what did you say?
I said, what else did you see on a plane?
It's funny because I was literally about to say another film I saw on a plane, which is The Blackening, which was a really great film. It's like a la like scary movie sort of energy, but it's like a group of friends who go to like a cabin in the woods and then, you know, deal with like a sort of horror movie situation where they're being hunted, basically, and they're, you know, they have to band together and fight their way out of it. So it's really funny. It stars the hilarious Dwayne Perkins, who I also believe had a hand in writing it. Yvonne Orji's in it. Jay Farrow's in it. X Mayo's in it. She's really funny in it. Oh man, X Mayo is so fucking funny. Also, X Mayo on Watch What Happens Live. We really need an X Mayo seance because she's so fucking funny. Anyway. I really recommend it. Really great film. It's not like super, super scary. So like if you're like not into horror movies, I think you would still really enjoy it.
Because it's still like sort of, it's still playing on like murder film tropes that help them sort of navigate the movie too. Like it's like self-aware to a point, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great trailer I saw in the theaters, but I did not notice that it, like when it came out, it got incredible reviews and is doing really well.
That tends to happen.
On a budget of $5 million, $17.7 million box office.
That tends to happen a lot with, you know, POC led films where we go,
how about that?
Where was the marketing for that?
Yeah.
Like it's so consistent.
I don't know.
It's pretty fucked up. Especially like, yeah, with things that are feature films, you're like, oh, so y'all really just felt there was no point in putting anything in the marketing, even though it recouped your money. Anyway, it's another show.
So based on the trailer, like they get in this house and they're like told that there's a killer who's going to kill them and they have to sacrifice one of themselves based on whom they deem to be the blackest, which
there's a lot of series of really funny stuff like that, right? Well, they'll be like, name three, like they play a game where like they get pulled into a whole like Saw style like game where they have to like name three black guest stars on Friends and they're all like,
oh no.
They're all like, no!
No!
And it's like really like, and they're like really reaching to figure it out, you know. So it's stuff like that, but it's really well done. It's so funny.
I see you got the new Ninja Turtles on there. I did take my guys to see that. That's a classic. Cool.
That's all your sort of adult friends.
Yeah, my guys, my boys.
Not my sons, just the crew I call my boys.
My boys. And we came out of that theater doing jump kicks and such cool ninja moves. It was awesome.
Did they also get sucked into like New York culture though too?
Who, my kids?
Yeah, like, because aren't they like, aren't they very New York?
Bacon, egg, and cheese, what was it?
Oh yeah, like chopped cheese and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, let me get a chopped cheese with the Bev. But it's like, okay, we're doing the TikTok shit. Okay, I hear you.
They're fun. I really enjoyed it. Actually, Io Edebiri in it as well. Great, great classic film already. I don't know what it's called. I just wrote new Ninja Turtles movie because I don't know what these sort of movies are
Mutant
called.
Mutant Mayhem. It's not a great title.
Yeah.
So it's. Oh, okay. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. That's the full title.
That's the full title.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And also Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, you know, behind it. So, you know, it's like a real blast. Also want to give a... Go ahead.
I was going to say, you guys both have been recommending No Hard Feelings to me.
I have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the one with...
One ticket to Jennifer Lawrence, J-Law. Please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I got to
yeah.
say, honestly, funnier than I thought it was going to be. I was actually LOLing.
Yeah, it's... I don't know if I... And part of me was just... I think I went in because I was like, I want to see... Like, when you read how Jennifer Lawrence wanted to do a comedy, that's what even motivated me to see it. Because I'm like, okay, she says she wanted to fucking perform. And so I was intrigued by that. And yeah, she's fucking... I think just because she is really able to not take herself seriously, she's able to be like a really good comedic performer. Where I think part of the tension, if you're like, yeah, she's such a leading actress. Can she do X, Y, or Z? And also Matthew Broderick as Laird, the dad of the one dude. It was just funny Laird. To see. His name's Laird. He has like the most like lib older dude vibes.
Yeah. Laird ass energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was I was LOLing. It was a good time. I really want to give a quick shout out to They Clone Tyrone, which is actually on Netflix. Hilarious. Yeah. Holy shit. They really just casually put out one of the funniest movies of the year.
Really?
Really?
Have you not seen They Clone Tyrone?
No,
I've just seen like a trailer and it seemed like
that's the one with Boyega.
Was like very specific.
John Boyega, Jamie Foxx, Kiefer Sutherland's even in it, rando. it's got David Alan Grier. Honestly, lulls. Hard lulls.
Hard lulls.
Hard lulls.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, it's like, you know, of course, an unlikely group of friends discovers a government conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not 9/11.
Yeah.
What?
It's not 9/11, no.
It's not 9/11, no, okay. No.
Unfortunately. Well, hey.
All right.
Next time.
Those are some of the movies I recommend.
All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to talk TV. We're going to talk... The anticipation is palpable for The Golden Bachelor. So we're going to talk about that and then other recommendations. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And so the main thing that we want to talk about on TV is just the absolute dominance of Suits. It's been watched for 26.5 billion minutes total across Netflix and Peacock for the last 8 weeks.
You really can't read when there's line struck through
it's,
the text.
It's hard.
It's amazing.
This is, I am reading struck through text. It's the making... It just hit 7 weeks in a row, crossing the 3 billion minute mark. It's a genuine phenomenon that nobody wants to talk about because they're scared.
Are we?
Well, let's be real. That show would not really have a resurgence if it wasn't for, once again, our people's princess, Meghan Markle. Sorry, hate to say it.
Yeah.
How and she what? She was on it for most of the seasons, right? Except for like
maybe
the
last.
Yeah,
she was on it for the majority of the show, I think.
Right.
She got written
right.
off later on to go do her duties.
As the people's princess, obviously.
Yeah.
Her duties to suffer under a racist fucking monarchy.
as every person dreams of eventually.
Yeah.
Will it come for me?
But again, this is one of those things where because streaming is like such a weird business model, like nobody really pays attention to the fact that this is like the most popular thing on TV,
right?
Other than the NFL, like the,
right,
just everybody's watching this. The show Suits is entering the bloodstream of America at unprecedented rates, and people are just like, yeah, all right, well, whatever, it's Suits. I feel like if this was the 90s and that many people were watching Suits, there would be, you know, they'd be on the cover. Meghan Markle and the lawyer with a photographic memory who didn't go to Harvard but is pretending to go to Harvard.
His name is Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Okay. Super producer Becca, a fan of Suits.
I'm a fan. Okay.
Help us understand.
To the viral TikToks of people watching Suits because it is now on Netflix. I succumbed to the algorithm saying top 10 shows in the country right now, Suits, even though it was on a million years ago. I was someone who used to watch
four
Suits.
4 years ago.
So you're rewatch. You're like on Suits years. Rewatch mode.
I'm on Suits rewatch mode, okay? I watched it on cable television when it was out airing every night. It is fun, okay? It is a fun, good time. If you're like me who likes to watch disassociative television, aka television that is not current because you cannot be tasked with the weight of keeping up with something. Suits is great. It's a great...
The ketamine of television.
It
just takes you out of your body and makes you feel like you can just sit there. Like
a horse. I watched it all last week as I deep cleaned my apartment. It's fun to see the shenanigans the team gets into. It's very weird to see Meghan Markle, now that we know her as the People's Princess Meghan Markle, in like such a very silly evening television show with like a love interest that's like, oh my God, you're better than Mike. And her hair is poorly done because they didn't know what to do with it. It's rough.
Wait, they get into nanigans on this? They get into some shenanigans?
Absolutely.
Anna, did you know this before you came out with your hard anti-Suits stance?
You don't actually have to speak to me during this segment.
Okay.
I'll just sort of be here, but just don't worry about me.
All right.
Well, we need to, I'm not here.
Becca, we appreciate you coming in to speak on behalf of...
I needed to speak on my people's princess, Meghan Markle, a.k.a. the best paralegal to ever cross.
Rachel Zane,
the people's paralegal.
Because, like, okay, from reading a little bit about it and watching trailers for the first couple seasons, the thing that I glean from it is that, like, I'm trying to understand why people are watching it. And I know that based on the sheer numbers, Jack, you're like, something is happening. But is it that there's something about the show, or it just says to us right now that people are like, I just need to fucking get away from it all. And Suits is somehow being the most potent vehicle for something like that.
Yeah, I feel like a big part of it is Netflix was really promoting it. They're like, we now have Suits. You want to rewatch that shit that you haven't seen in 4 years? And everyone was just kind of like, you know what? All of Netflix originals kind of suck right now.
Right.
I absolutely will watch Suits. And I think there is an allure to it of like, oh, did they scrub that from the internet? It just felt like it was kind of scrubbed because she was becoming the princess. Like, we couldn't watch any of her former work or like
the royal
she had
family.
Really...
There was a conspiracy on behalf of the royal family to like, keep it from us.
Exactly. Like she, because she was being, when she was in the royal family, you know, rebranded as this person who is, you know, solely out there doing humanitarian work, you know, fighting for, you know, people's rights, all that stuff. They're like, we can't have her making out on television.
Yeah.
You know, because she'd be having some raunchy scenes.
Yeah.
Know? Can't
have her out here
fucking
some guy who didn't go to Harvard Law School and pretends to.
Who is not Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Right.
So in many ways, we are all Meghan Markle because we were being kept from our true love by the royal family. In this case, our true love is suits. And
absolutely.
Amazing. Well, thank you.
I still don't get it. I still don't get it, though. Like, I get that, like, if
you're the mean
like,
guy from Big.
Yeah. Wow. Timely reference. But like, it just feels like I get that it's not challenging plot lines or dialogue. And I think maybe there is like sort of that, like if you have a secret or you have like there's an imposter syndrome element to it that's like relatable. But like at the end of the day, I'm like, people really just I feel like people just have this shit on in the background.
They do.
Like, I guess more is it are people. Yeah, right. So you're not being like, yo, we got to watch it and
no,
we got to go through every little moment.
Suits.
So it's basically audiovisual wallpaper.
Yes, absolutely. And you can chime in and you're like, oh, my God, teehee, that was a fun joke. Or you're like, oh, my God, Meghan Markle really is going to make out with this guy right now. And all I can think about is that she's married to Prince Harry. And now while I'm watching the show, was she ever really going to know? Like, oh, my God, I'm marrying Prince Harry eventually. Like, you're just watching and you're like, wow, this is such a time capsule in American television.
Okay. The acting it would take to be on a show pretending to be Rachel Zane without just breaking into laughter and saying, fuck it all, I'm going to marry Prince Harry is pretty, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It is weird that so many of our shows that we use, you know, we're in a time where like work is killing us and there's too much work and work is driving a lot of unhappiness that like we end up gravitating towards The Office and Suits and these like workplace shows, but maybe it's just like revisiting the, you know, the scene of the crime of like the thing that robbed us of our humanity to like see it made right by this person who's like actually the best lawyer, even though he didn't go to the best schools.
Because with The Office, I thought it was something to do with the time it came out and people are getting nostalgic for that. But this shit only came out 4 years ago. And it's not even like I know people who are, you know, like in-laws who are like, are you watching Suits? And I'm like, wait, you're on this wave too? All right. Well,
all right.
The mystery continues.
We should get back to super producer Anna Hosnier's stream.
Are you there, Anna?
Yes.
Thank you, Becca. Great seeing you.
Thank you, Becca. But this is not America's streaming corner. This is Anna Hosnier's streaming corner, where she's going to tell you what should we be streaming? Everybody is streaming Suits. What should they be streaming?
What's the television they need to be put their eyes on?
So, you know, there's a lot of great shows that are actually ending this year, which is sad. It's sort of an end of an era. But I just want to give some shout outs to What We Do in the Shadows.
Yep.
Okay, we finally find out if Guillermo is going to become a vampire or not, you know?
Ooh, okay.
We'll find out. Okay. Anything could happen. Guillermo. Anyway, I just love saying that. How To with John Wilson ended.
Yeah. This show's so good, man.
Devastating, honestly. That show could have gone on for 86 more seasons. I like in season 3, it becomes very sort of like break the fourth wall, like him filming himself at the Emmys and stuff.
Right.
It just gets so good. He goes to Burning Man. Really great episode on that.
I like how when he went to the own Emmy party for HBO, he wasn't on the list. It's like, I have a show on the fucking network. They're like, sorry, Josh Wilson. We don't have to.
The early episode about the penis enhancement guy is one of the craziest things I've ever
seen. The foreskin rejuvenation?
Yeah, foreskin rejuvenation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always.
There were some incredible episodes. You know, I really enjoyed the one where he ends up at a sort of Avatar convention.
Oh,
I thought that
was
one
deep.
Was so beautiful at the end. It was just like, you know, I don't personally fuck with Avatar due to the aggressively racist undertones, but I like that these people were able to find something
that like took them out of the abyss.
To make community. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're nice. If you're looking for my cosign of the episode, I'm going to give it to How To with John Wilson. It's like its okay. own genre of media. Like it's yeah. totally its own thing.
But for sure, incredibly... EP by Nathan Fielder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's yeah.
But
it's...
like he has such an incredibly unique narrative voice. Like
yeah, just... I can't wait to see what he does next.
What else we got? What else we saying bye to?
Physical is ending, which was a very sort of surreal but fun, dark show about suffering from, you know, eating disorders and body dysmorphia. I thought it was very entertaining. Rose Byrne, Bryn. I don't know. So good. She's so good. I think she has such range.
Range. Yeah.
I don't know. You guys don't agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, from comedy to, you know.
Do you guys not agree?
I agree with that take.
Why is she making a slashing gesture?
She's a legend from Australia.
I really, I loved her for a while from her days on Damages. God, Damages was great. Damages is what you should be watching, not Suits. Sorry to say it. And then also, you know, her and Seth Rogen in Platonic. Holy shit. They are so funny together from their Neighbors days to this Platonic. Guys, you haven't watched Platonic. I got to say, Apple TV really stepped up and put out some fucking content this year. From Platonic to Shrinking. Even the After Party season 2 was really funny. Shout out Paul. What's his name? Paul Walter Hauser. Mm. Hauser Walter. Let me just really quickly. Paul Walter Hauser.
There
sorry,
it
you
is.
Got two last names that both sound like last names. I will never know which one goes first. But everyone in that was really great. Shout out to that. Anyway, go look at Apple TV. Great content. Shrinking was very funny. I was impressed.
Nice.
Harrison Ford does comedy?
He does? I mean, it's like one of those things, too. Chances are you probably get it for free with... There's so many things you realize you get for free just from, like, being a member of some other thing now. Like, yeah. It's... I'm surprised. I feel like I don't have to pay for streaming anymore because I'm... They're like, oh, you have this insurance? Well, you get Netflix. Huh?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, you have 12 sandwiches on your Subway card? Oh. You get Hulu now.
For a year. Ad-free. Yeah. Oh,
anytime cool. you buy any Apple product, they give you a year of Apple TV free.
It is a little thirsty where they're like, here, man, 6 months, bro. You want that? It's like, no, just needed a case for my iPhone. Okay. Check it out, though.
Well, anyway, so that's Physical's ending. Reservation Dogs is ending. God, sad. Such yeah. a great show.
This is the third season now?
Third season.
Yeah.
They unfortunately canceled Single Drunk Female after only 2 seasons, even though that show was so good. I really loved it. Shout out to former guest Madison Shepard, who plays one of the funniest characters on that show.
Amazing.
The, what is it? What's the person that you have to check in with after you like go to jail?
PO. CO?
Parole
PO?
Officer.
Not parole, because she wasn't a parole officer. So maybe like, maybe probation officer, more probation officer, because this person yeah. wasn't on parole. She just got drunk. Relax. Anyway, also The Great is ending, which is unfortunate. Also a great show. The other two, I mean, never forget the other two, regardless yeah. of all the drama behind the scenes. That show was next level. That yeah. final season of the other two was a feat in television filmmaking.
Jack, did you come around to it?
I did. Yeah,
yeah. Jack. Did
I
you?
I remember the first couple.
We had knives out for Jack when he's like, I don't know about this one. But again,
yeah.
to each the AIDS reason, play? The... Oh, are you out of your goddamn mind? That's the greatest episode of television.
For some reason, like, because we were like binging it, going from season, like, whatever the penultimate season was to the last season, there's like a tonal shift that like fucked me up a little bit. But I did right. end up coming
but
around.
But the tone
to
just really was like, it. Hey, you like the other two? Well, this is the other two times 6,000. Like, we are right, going yeah. full pure chaos
no
to a point where
break.
You don't know what's real and what's not. And
I
that's
did
why
like
it was so good.
I did love it. I did end up loving it.
Apparently, Southside is ending, which I haven't heard this, but I saw it online, and that devastates me because it's so funny.
Yeah.
And also, they canceled Z-Way after 2 seasons, which is...
big mistake.
Big, huge mistake.
Yeah.
But other things to watch that are still going on real quick, I'll do a quick one, is This Fool on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. my God. Frankie Kiernan, Chris Estrada. Don't miss it. It's so good.
Michael
season 2 is apparently incredible. Ahsoka, new Disney Plus
Star Wars.
Star Wars show follows two women of color. So get in on it. Okay. Also, Ahsoka, legendary character. Of course, we have to give love to Only Murders in the Building, baby. They came for Martin Short.
They
came for Martin Short,
and my people rose up.
The whites were like, absolutely not.
Y'all came out of the fucking portals to defend that man.
I saw an incredible tweet the other day. I want to shout out from @YC. When they say white people have no culture, I remember the day they mounted up for Martin Short. And I just thought that was really funny.
We both shouted that tweet out and shouted you out for sending it to us on yesterday's episode.
Oh. About that. Yeah. Definitely don't listen. And okay. Yeah, shout out Only Murders in the Building. Great show. And then, of course, I have to give really quick some love to some reality TV. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, season 4, I believe, has started.
I have not watched a single minute of this, and you showed me a trailer for the upcoming season, and it gave me a panic.
That wasn't
attack.
A trailer, honey. That was an opening.
That was a show. That's how the show opens.
That's how the show started.
Yeah, it's
they were
wild.
Like, oh, you wanted reality TV? This is theater. You're like, oh wow,
this is Shakespearean.
They bring
right
a kid like a child choir singing underneath it.
That's the whole show is like ha 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 ha, and you're like, what is happening? What are they, these women are arguing about cheese, you know? You're like, what's going on? But I gotta say, the nonsensical Bible quotes that don't go together, like everything about this show is pure camp, and I really recommend it. If you want to watch a reality show but you just don't know where to start and you want to get into some true nonsense, start watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, because they are, no one is doing it like them. They have no sense of what is happening in the outside world,
right?
Because everything revolves around them, and it is hilarious, and they're all going to jail. It's so funny.
These women in Salt Lake City, yeah they like a bit of fraud, turns out.
They love fraud. They love to accuse each other of being in the mafia. They just genuinely there's no shame in their game. And that's what makes good TV.
But yeah, I think the real reality show that even I've been anticipating ever since you said it was happening. Yeah, go on. What?
Do you believe in love after love?
Woo!
I don't remember the lyrics, but go
do
ahead,
you believe? Yes, 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 yes. We're talking about the Golden Bachelor.
I thought we were
going to
take turns sort of singing it lyric by lyric.
Oh, no. There's no way I could do the vocoder version of Cher right there. And I don't know why I can truly. I don't. It's hard.
Sounds like you can.
Well.
I don't need you anymore. I don't need you anymore.
There you go. There you go. You just got to do that little windpipe action. But yeah, the Golden Bachelor is coming out, and this is like taking exploitation to the next level, but this is exactly the kind of exploitation I needed to see, because we have a 70-year-old widower who is now looking at, how many contestants does he have? How many eligible bachelorettes? Is there usually like 20 something?
I believe there's 20 women
vying for this man's heart.
Yeah.
But like the difference being
22 senior women.
Of course. But the difference here being that we've moved on from like, dude, anybody over 32 is going to make us puke, to saying this is purely a group of contestants between 60 and mid 70s ish for this 70-year-old man whose name is spelled like Jerry but pronounced Gary to experience the whole bachelor process with.
Yeah, so they've actually
spelled J E R R Y.
No, it's spelled G E R R Y but pronounced Gary.
What?
Does that read as Gary or Jerry to you?
That's definitely Jerry.
That's Jerry.
Right?
It's look, this Gary.
I mean, who knows?
No, it's not.
Again, okay. That's for him to figure out. But
okay.
I mean, Anna, you watch enough Bachelor to know that, like, I think the thing you always worry about with contestants on it, with like the youthful contestants, is like they know there's like this Bachelor to SponCon pipeline that you've definitely put me onto ever since I've come onto Will You Accept This Rose? But it feels like with this, these are truly like women in their 60s and 70s who are like, I'm ready to be in love again. And there's like a weight to it that just feels, I don't know, the stakes feel much higher.
Yeah. So they've been promoting this like senior bachelor for a while being like, oh, we're trying to get a you know, they do this
right.
stuff like,
maybe we'll do it. Do
yeah. They've been like, sign up now for the senior bachelor for like 2 or 3 years now. And we've all been like, yeah, right. Well, believe it when we see it. You keep teasing us, but you won't give us anything. So they finally did. They brought out Jerry. But I think it actually took them a very long time to find the perfect lead in Gary Jerry, which I think him being a widower is key. Because one, you don't have an ex-wife being like, fucking Jerry, whatever the fuck his name is.
That would be a mess. That would be an episode.
That's the escalation.
Like, instead of going to meet with a family, you were going to meet with the ex-wife.
Oh, boy.
You're still paying alimony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real tough. But yeah, like, I think, yeah, the widower aspect definitely gives it a little bit of oomph, for sure.
Yeah, it gives it some oomph. It gives, you know, it makes Gary Jerry a sympathetic character. He clearly didn't cheat on his wife or, like, you know, I don't know, start some situation that's negative that the ex-wife can come out and complain about, or the daughters can't be like, he left mom or whatever. So it's kind of perfect because he's like, I'm sad. Even though his wife died 6 years ago, there is sort of an energy that he might not be ready. But you know what? Hey, that's not my problem. I'm here to watch TV.
That's what I'm saying. Exploitation to the level I'm here for, because I'm not even sure Gary is, like, when he talks about how his wife passed away, it broke my heart. Yeah, just like that entire studio audience did when they were hearing his story for the first time about, like, they were retiring together and they picked out this perfect lake house. And then, like, within days of, like, getting this house, she just, like, succumbed to, like, a terrible bacterial infection.
Oh, my God.
And just passed, like, on.
Oh, my.
And she was the love of his life, like, child or high school sweethearts, been together, you know, 1,000 years, however old they are. And but you know what now? He's got 22 eligible senior women, all 60 plus. There's a great trailer where they're dancing to Cher's Do You Believe in Love After Love? I don't even know what the
life
rest
after
name
love,
of that song
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
And let me tell you. They are dancing like a big pharma. I just discovered a medication that's going to help me with my, you know, dot, dot, dot. And they are living their best lives.
They
all love
seen,
pickleball.
I haven't seen somebody put on hosiery since the 80s. Yeah. And they have, like, a scene where she's, like, rolling it up her leg. I'm like, that's a visual trope I have not seen in a while. Yeah, it was something. And I think, yeah, this is exactly... This is kind of what you want to see, are people who are actually motivated to try and find someone rather than, can I stay on camera the longest? Which I feel like that's, most of these people seem so far out of the range of being poisoned by social media that they are going to come in with, you know, a genuine desire to meet somebody.
And look, their fun facts are incredible. Like, one of the women, Christina's, her first concert was the Beatles in 1964. Like,
hey.
You know, Edith is building an ADU in her backyard and she's the project manager. You're like, what? Like, one lady's like, I love Christmas. And you're like, of course you do.
Right.
Because people are just going to, like, teach Americans how to live better because they're all retired and they just, like, have amazing, like, things to do with their
hobbies.
Free time.
Well, they're like, Sandra is very proud of her high credit score.
Wait, that's Sandra?
Like, of course Sandra is.
Yeah, Sandra.
That was the 75-year-old woman? Who was looking ageless? Wow. Yeah, I would
have to. They got a woman who's, like, a former aerobics champion. That's not a thing anymore. The fuck is an aerobics champion?
But
Leslie?
Anna, what's everybody's favorite hobby, though?
Pickleball. They all love pickleball.
They all fucking said they play pickleball, which is
also,
so
guess
wild.
What? Marina, not 2 master's degrees. She's got 3 master's degrees.
Oh,
why?
My God.
Why, Marina?
Because
you don't need that many master's degrees.
And what do you do with that? I'm a professional pickleball player.
And they're all like, I love Bruce Springsteen. And you're like, of course you do. It's incredible. They're like, I watch Judge Judy. Honestly, it doesn't get better than this. It's like, I've never related to people on The Bachelor more.
Yeah.
The pickleball thing is interesting because they all are like, and I love to play pickleball. And I loved it. Like, they cut it together.
Pickleball.
Everybody talking about pickleball. And then one of them, like, does a flirty thing where they're like, I'm bringing a pickleball. He can...
We'll see if he can handle it.
To see how see
if he
feels
likes
about my pickleball. That's Marina,
like,
with the 3 master's degrees.
But a pickleball is just like a wiffle ball. It's not like a sexy thing. It's such a, such a weird, like,
Jack,
flirt.
They're 70.
I know.
Jack, pickleball
yeah,
is
Jack.
Code. It's code for senior orgies.
Here's one. Teresa taught herself all about the stock market. Like, it is, this is next level, baby. We are here. We're the golden era of The Bachelor. Literally, they're all like, hey, do you know about 401ks? And Gary Jerry's like, oh, girl.
She's like, roll it up.
I never felt so heated. You know, like, they're just like.
Gary Jerry really looks like he is just what a bachelor would age into. Like, he looks so stereotypically like a bachelor.
Right, right, right.
There is something strange happening with whatever his self-tanner solution is, but overall, I'm here for it. The fact that they've gone with a golden rose as the, like, kind of central symbol of this makes me uneasy. That feels like it is as likely to be a murder weapon as anything, but
okay, it's pretty floppy.
For the commercial,
a metal rose?
Floppy. No, it looks pretty floppy.
It's just aesthetics, bro. Relax.
I saw him pick it up. It was floppy. It's going to be the new clue.
Well, I will say real quick.
There's some mysterious things about Gary Jerry's wife's past. No.
Oh, no.
Jack, you better fucking watch it, dude. Don't come for Gary Jerry, Larry. there was really great. Well, he was on the Bachelor finale, like after the final rose, and all the new bachelors were like giving him advice, and they were just saying like all this stuff. I don't know, the way they were talking, you could just tell Gary Jerry had no idea what was going on. Like, he genuinely was just like, I don't know what any of this means. Like, he just has no sense. I think they're really trying to media train him to be like kind of like hip and cool, but like his energy's like, yeah.
It's just so it's so normcore. You know, I think that's what's kind of refreshing, is that he doesn't have like, he doesn't seem the best on camera, but he does seem like he's genuinely interested in having his skin look darker.
Yes. Well, they're like, everyone's going to slide into your DMs. And he was like, oh no.
What?
Oh God.
What are our DMs?
What? Well, do you remember the promo? They're like, his DMs have postage on it and his thirst traps are in a leather bound album. And you're like, okay, we get it. Like,
it's stupid, dude.
Don't fuck us up with your bad copywriting. Just let Gary Jerry do his thing.
Traps. Are these to catch a lobster?
Here's the thing, though. How many people from this cast are going to get found out? Because whenever there's a season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette, people always find a way to be like, this person was actually the former Grand Wizard of the KKK. And they're like, oops, sorry.
It is true. Now, here's the thing. Gary Jerry is from Indiana. So we do have to kind of be like, Gary Jerry, we're going to have to see who you've been donating to for the last like 20 years.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like we're going to, some people are going to slip through the cracks. And I feel like inevitably.
The other loafer is going to drop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When's the other foam shoe going to drop?
Yeah, that's true. Oh boy.
What do you think the chances are? Is it pretty much guaranteed every season, Anna? You watch enough to know if every season they're like, y'all fucked up again?
A lot of them more recently, as like the internet has become, you know, easier to find everyone's goddamn everything that they've ever done. Like, I know exactly how much you donated to Trump and when, you know, like.
You can find that out. Yeah, it's called opensecrets.org.
Yeah. I'm just checking to see if anyone is from Palm Beach, Florida, honestly.
Oh, man.
Most of them seem from pretty progressive hubs, so let's fingers crossed. I also do want to give a shout out to Matt James, our first Black Bachelor. His mom, Patty, is one of the women.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit. Okay, well, look, everybody's going to find love.
That's going to be interesting, though. The family episodes will be interesting with, like, young, like, kids,
just like young men, like, being like, what's your fucking problem, Gary?
What's your deal, Gary?
Hey, don't
Why do you spell
touch
your
my
name
mom.
Jerry, but you spell it Gary? God, we have to get our moms on this.
It could go either way, Gary, because it's G-E-R-R-Y. So, like, I keep forgetting which one it is, like, which one I thought it was when I first saw it and which one it actually is, because it's neither. It's just it would be Gary, if anything, but he's really fucked us with this name. Spelling pronunciation. Impressive. I mean, impressive stuff from the Golden Bachelor.
Quite impressive.
Anna Hosnia, where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
I'm at Anna Hosnia on Twitter. I'm at Selling Hosnia on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say, Twitter has been very funny lately.
Still out there. There's still people out here being funny on Twitter. So that's just your recommendation, Twitter?
Oh, is this when I tell you what my favorite social media moments are? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do that. Anna, is there something that you've been enjoying on of media, social or otherwise?
Sure. On Twitter, there was a really funny tweet by Jen Altoids at Static Blue Bat, who said, "How long do you think George W. Bush waited to have sex again after 9/11 happened?" Which I don't know why, but I was like really thinking about it last night. I was like, now if I was the president when a terrorist attack happened, what would happen with my libido?
Yeah.
Does it go up?
Or does it go down?
Hmm. I feel like for him, hard to know. Up, right?
I don't know. Anyway, we'll never know until we ask him. and then, well, I really enjoyed watching Lil Wayne watch tennis.
Oh, was he at the U.S. Open?
He was at Coco's game. Incredible. Nice.
Yeah, he's written some really good stuff for the New York Times about tennis.
Well, there was also a letter they published.
Wait,
of
did?
Him when he was, no. I believe he was in
jail about Federer. Yeah.
Yeah, he was able to predict like the men and women's championships from his cell at Rikers Island in 2010. Yeah. Which is like, what?
Smart dude.
Such a smart dude. So, yeah.
There you go.
Did you see how he performed Mrs. Officer at Kamala Harris's 50th anniversary hip hop show?
Wait, what?
He performed Mrs. Officer, that track, at Kamala Harris's hip hop 50th anniversary show.
Wow.
Hell yeah, dog.
He's out here. He's out here. Although, didn't he take money? Wasn't he giving into Trump, too? Anyway, it's all... Bro, all these rappers are all over the place right now.
Miles, where can people find you? What is the work of media you've been enjoying?
At Miles of Gray everywhere. And then find Jack and I on our basketball podcast, Miles and Jack on Matt Boosties. You can find out, you know, all about 90 Day Fiance on 420 Day Fiance. And check out The Good Thief, where we talk about the Greek Robin Hood. All episodes are out now. So, yeah, if you want to binge it, go ahead and leave a rating and a review, please. I would love that. I would really appreciate that. Tweet I like is from Nick Hurwitch at He Wizard tweeted, "All these quote progressives dogpiling Drew Barrymore as if they don't know she has short-term memory loss and needs to have the strike explained to her each day by Adam Sandler."
That's great. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien, and I'm also Jack at Matt Boosties. A couple of tweets I've been enjoying. Brent at Merman5 tweeted, "Cutting my forehead when no one is looking like a wrestler so I can leave work early." And then, you know, with football coming back and, you know, it's a crazy sports weekend, Ryan at BarnesRBW tweeted, "Name the fan base." And it's a bar graph with trash talk, really high levels versus championships to back it up, zero. And the thick husband and father responded, "The Confederacy."
Hey, okay, yeah.
Got their ass. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we look... where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what's the song we think people might enjoy?
We're going to go out on an artist who's been sampled by, you know, Future and other rappers. I think also I want to say like Juice WRLD even sampled some of her work. But this is Rosie Lowe from the UK, and the track is called Paris, Texas, and it's just like really good, like new R&B. Her like, you know, her like singing style is kind of spooky whispers style, but she can sing, and the production on it is really good, super dope rhythm section. So you'll like this. Paris, Texas by Rosie Lowe, Lowe.
All right, we will link off to that in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Mm-hmm. That is going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Do you believe in love after love?
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.